Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth, the catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth, the third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry throws to second for one, and Houser throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox moves to second. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carrion moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrion moves to third. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Covington moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle, who is chasing the ball. Sievers reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the mound. Herbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Limchok pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Luke Limchok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchok hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.